Hey, it's me. My f***ing dog ruined my phone again. I'm just now leaving. I'm about to f***ing explode. I'm so pissed. I'll be here in a minute. Bye.
A lot of people ask me, how would you like to die, Garcia, if you got the death penalty, if you got executed? I would like to be buried in dirt up to my neck, my head sticking out, and have a cobra strike me right in the face. So I want to see death coming at me. I want to feel fangs going in. I want to feel the venom pouring into my face. And then watch the snake back away as I slowly fade away. I like that.
The following is a KTCK sports presentation.
May E! News pose the query as to where Hippo Talk acquired such info?
Hold on, let me finish here. How long Mr. Benetang will stay in this job is difficult to know.
And he's an educated man, right?
Yes. It's not like he's a college graduate.
And what an unfortunate name he has.
Expo.
Yeah.
Benetang.
But the deputy assistant director of the zoo expects him to continue for a while.
Well, how low do you have to be on the totem pole to be an animal whacker?
Man, that is an entry level job right there.
It's the Hardline, featuring Mike Reiner.
What do you want to get into?
What are we doing?
Greg the Hammer Williams. Also starring Danny Paul.
I am so hungover.
Kevin Scott, Psycho Dave, and Corby Davidson as the Cobra. So sit back, relax, because it's time for America's favorite sports show, The Hardline.
Three, two, and one. Kick it.
The time is 3:17. 17 minutes past 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. The tuner is on America's favorite radio station, Sports Radio 1310 AM, The Ticket. And this is The Hardline. I would be Mike Reiner.
I would be Greg Williams.
Warmest greetings, tickheads and ticket chicks. It is Tuesday. Ahead of us today, we have another 4 hours of sports and all that that implies. It is the day after Charity Challenge. And on the day after Charity Challenge, everybody around here, it seems, is kind of dragging a little bit. But none more so today than the defeated members of Team Hardline, who suffered a very, what's the word?
It was tough because we were there. We had it in hand.
Right. It was disappointing, I guess.
If we would have got beat 10-0, it's a little different, though, when you're in the game with 5 minutes to go.
Yep, it was a tough defeat, a difficult defeat, one that was hard to swallow for everybody associated with it. And we have a lot of shaved heads running around here today. Who thinks they're going to stay with this look for a while? Anybody?
You know, last time this happened,
I let it
grow out and then shaved it once summer rolled around.
Right. Are you thinking you might pursue that line again?
No.
Just grow it back out ASAP?
I kind of made a deal with the missus that I wouldn't go back to this look.
Well, you've been making a lot of those here lately, haven't you?
When's your birthday?
Mine?
Yeah.
September 15th.
About from now until your birthday, no haircuts.
Well, I got to get trimmed.
No. You can get your neck cleaned up a little bit. But as far as the actual length, no haircuts.
Dude, I look like a chia pet.
Well, you know what? You got to
bow until September 15 of 05.
What do you got?
We will make you useful again.
How much you got?
What'll it take?
You should embrace it for free.
What's it gonna take?
$2,000.
That's stupid.
For not a hair, no haircut for a year and a half.
6 months.
Gee, I don't have to go to the get my hair cut at all, and it gets to grow out and look cool like it used to. Give me $2,000.
It didn't look cool.
Grego would pay $200,000 to have hair like that.
Probably too many.
You know what? That hair was terrible. Terrible. You know it, Danny. It was awful.
I don't know. I kind of liked it.
I did too.
What a rat's nest it was.
I want you to grow your hair out, get a beard, and put on 30 pounds.
I'm in for Chris back.
Right. I'm in for 50.
Okay. That'll do it. $50. One nice dinner. I didn't know, though, that you guys were... I don't know if you did this, but I walked into the meeting room, and you guys were like, did you get it cleaned up, your head? I was like, no. Do I need to? And you guys pointed out all the bumps and lumps and...
You look like a leopard.
Places that the knockout girls missed.
Well, Kevin Scott went to the trouble of stopping by the barbershop today to get his squared away.
Hey, shout out to those guys, too. Mustang Barbershop, I think it's an Old Town Shopping Center. I went in there, let them know that... I think it is. Let them know that I lost a bet, and he said, I don't want to add insult to injury. I'll clean it up for free.
Do you know?
He helped me out.
You know what you were talking about, or did you tell him?
I told him. He didn't know what I was talking about.
Mm.
He hooked me up.
Mustang?
Yeah.
That's where I'm going.
You should go there.
Did you get it cleaned up at all?
No.
What about you, Greg? Are you going to stay with yours for a while, or?
Probably not.
Let me see. What you take your hat off real
probably
quick.
Probably not.
That looks so good.
He didn't look
very different,
man. Yeah, yours
looks so good on Hammer. He's got a great bald head. Now, Cactus, I hear, has another human growing out of his.
He has one of those twins that's connected to your body. It's connected to his head.
Let's not drag Cactus under the train.
Cactus was our best player.
Yeah. I mean, he played hard last night. Let's have a little respect for our teammates.
Matter of fact, the people who... a couple buddies of mine showed up at the game, and that's all they talked about was Cactus. They were like, who's that little guy back there that was just everywhere? It's like, that was Cactus.
He looks like the guy in the Mike's Hard Lemonade commercial with the extra man going...
Easy for you to say. You weren't out there last night.
Yeah.
Wasn't I?
You and your peanut head.
Yeah, what would this day be like if he had been out there?
A glorious day.
For you.
I would have thrown the game.
Wonderful day.
And Grego would have, too. We would have been shooting against poor Angela Parton the whole night.
Kind of looked like you were anyway.
What?
There wouldn't have been enough money for me to throw the game.
There would have been for me if Danny would have had to shave his head. Do you have a little tiny head?
I don't know. No, I've got actually a big head. My hat size is like 7.5.
Well, mine's bigger than that.
7.5 isn't small.
Hold that.
I think we probably already have it.
Well, anyway, it was a tough night for Team Hardline, and we will have more on the game later on in the presentation today, around 4:50 or so. We're slated to get in on that.
How much to shave your head, Danny? For real. Would you put a price on it?
$2,000?
I don't want to get into this.
Would you?
Danny,
in other words, there's not a price.
You don't have to do it, I'm saying, but if there was a price, honestly.
We're speaking hypothetically.
If someone had $2,000 in cash right now.
I wouldn't feel good about profiting off of something like that. I'd want to help others.
Well, then donate it.
Okay, so shave it and give your hair to charity. That's helping people.
Be honest, though. What would it cost?
To my favorite charity?
Why can't we get an answer out of him?
I don't understand what's the big deal about profiteering off.
Yeah, why does charity have to be involved in this? We're just asking you a question.
We did enough for charity last night.
Because I like helping others, Mike.
Okay.
No, I don't.
And I don't need the money.
Okay, do it for free then.
Right. Yeah. There are two lies in a row.
It's obvious that I'm loaded.
Honestly, Danny, what would it take?
He's not going to answer because he's not going to do it because he's a rock and roller. And they've got to have their hair.
Well, rock and rollers go by have the ball.
Yeah, I'm not saying
he's
going to do it.
How much would it cost?
Yes. Dead honest, if someone brought a suitcase of X amount of dollars.
Or a suitcase of X.
What would that X be?
Yeah, would you do it for a suitcase of X?
I would. Definitely. One suitcase of X.
$2,000? Would you do it for $2,000?
Yeah, probably.
All right, get it up here.
That's a lot of money, man. $2,000 just to shave your head?
Well, that's your request to grow yours out.
I'm in for $500 right now, so we're only $1,500 away. To see Danny ball-headed, that's worth $500 to me.
You know, we can fund this very easily.
We can get it funded.
I didn't say I'd do it.
Yeah, you did.
I didn't agree to anything.
I'm in for $5.
No, you're not.
All right, we're halfway there. Great. We're halfway there.
The peanut teetering on those two thick shoulders.
Ryan's haven't even thrown in yet.
Tell the Ken Bethea story.
Ken Bethea, the old 97s guitarist, was there last night, and their drummer, Phillip, was there too. And after the game, Phillip's like, well, why didn't Danny play? And Ken goes, I don't know why, because he don't want that peanut head showing off those sloped shoulders of his. Little peanut head of Danny.
Hi there, you're on the air.
Yeah, tell them they could pluck the hairs off my ball with tweezers.
Okay.
Well, good.
Hi there, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Who's this?
Hello, Wayne.
Hello, Rock Banner.
How you doing?
Going on with you?
All right, you're on the air, Wayne. Take it easy today, okay?
Wayne doesn't cuss.
Okay, all right. I know, Wayne's a good boy.
I'm a good boy.
Yeah, you are. You doing all right today, Wayne?
I'm doing all right, Mike Banner.
All right. Good.
What are you doing?
I'm doing great. You want to say hi to Danny?
Yeah, I'll say hi to him.
Hello, Wayne.
Hello, Danny.
Hey, Wayne.
You got an extra grand to finish out this bet, Wayne?
Do you want to give the ticket chicks a shout out for you?
Sure.
And Catman?
Catman too.
Who else?
Who else?
Yeah, who else you want us to give a shout out to?
Shelly.
Shelly?
Yeah.
Who's that?
She works up here.
That's his friend.
Oh, okay.
My friend. Give one to her, too.
All right, we'll give one to her and the ticket chicks, okay?
Okay.
All right, we'll see you later, Wayne.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Uh-huh.
What?
You thought rolling screenless would be a real fun idea, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
It's always fun to talk to Wayne.
Yeah, what's wrong with Wayne?
Nothing. I love Wayne. I talk to him every day.
Hi there. You're on the air.
Yeah, this is T-Bar. I'm in for $200.
That'll put Big Iron in the hole.
Okay, we're at 12, and Ryan's hadn't even chipped in.
T-Bar's taking Big Iron's T-shirt money.
You in?
5. We're at $1,700 right now. Before we even get to the first break.
Danny, you got to take that. $2,000 in cash.
All right, on the presentation today, there will be entertainment news at 4:10. As we said, Charity Challenge on Ice Talk at 4:50. The Ranch Report at 5:30. We have E! News Outside the Lines we see today.
Exclusive.
At 5:50. And we're going to take a look at who the Rangers are going to put in their Hall of Fame this year at 6:10. But coming up next, one of us has a very, very important duty tonight as he tries to make a very fundamental change in his scene. We will get into that next here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket with a Hardline.